Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Ravencast. My name is Adam Erickson, and today I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm going to be sharing with you a sermon I preached last week about the prophet Jeremiah. In fact, I showed up as the prophet Jeremiah in costume and all kinds of object lessons because Jeremiah loved object lessons. He set things on fire. Actually, he didn't, but some of his scrolls got caught on fire because the king was pissed off at him. So the king set on fire his scrolls. So I brought in some fire into the sermon. And he also played a lot with water and a yoke and cups and things. So when these things come up and you're listening to it on iTunes, you can just imagine these things in your head. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see pictures of it all playing out. Jeremiah lived during a time when Jerusalem was about to fall to the Babylonian Empire. And Jeremiah said that this was going to happen unless the people changed their ways. And by the people, he meant the rulers primarily. The rulers were the ones who led the people into idolatry. And Jeremiah critiques that. But along with that, Jeremiah critiques the social injustice of the rulers. They neglected to care for the poor and the weak and the marginalized. In fact, they taxed the poor in order to give more money to the king and to his friends, the super wealthy. So they didn't care for the sick. They didn't care for the widows or the orphans, the vulnerable people. You may be able to see similarities with modern day America. And the prophet's warning is, unless we change our ways, the nation will fall. So that's the basic message, and here is how it plays out. Hope you enjoy this sermon, this episode of the Ravencast. You can stay up to date on Ravencast episodes on our Facebook page at the Raven Foundation, also on Teaching Nonviolent Atonement Facebook page and both of those websites. You can check us out on Twitter. And now, hope you enjoy Jeremiah. Take care. Bye-bye. Prophet who ran. I am the prophet who wept. I am the prophet who cried. I am the prophet who yelled. And nobody would listen to my voice. I came here today not because I wanted to, but like all other times, I came here today because God demanded that I come and talk to you. Because you see, although you and I are separated by 2,500 years, you and I have a lot in common. I lived under a ruler who oppressed his people. I lived under a ruler who oppressed the immigrants, who oppressed women. I lived under a ruler who did not care for the orphans or for the needy or for the widows. I lived under a ruler who incited violence amongst my people. I lived under a ruler who taxed the poor and gave the money to rid the rich. He and his friends lived in peace and prosperity, but nobody else did. You may be able to relate. God came to me when I was 13 years old, and God said, Jeremiah, you must speak out. I said, I am only a boy. I cannot speak out. And God reminded me of my past. I am the son of the great priest of Anathoth. I had been trained in the ways of my people, in the history of our past, in the love of God, who told us to care for all people, but especially for those who are on the margins of society. Especially for those who are poor and weak and oppressed, the sick, and especially for the immigrant. And God came to me and said, Jeremiah, I will put my word in your mouth. I will be with you. And then God touched my tongue. And ever since, fire has been running through my bones, and I cannot stop talking. One day, my dad, the great priest of Anathoth, took me to the temple when I was 16, and I was to perform my very first sacrifice. And I lifted up the knife, and I looked around the temple, and I saw poor people buying animals to sacrifice, and they could not afford to buy those animals. And yet our priests told them they had to do it in order to get right with God. Right before I was to perform my sacrifice, I dropped my knife, and I looked up, and I yelled at the people, God does not want your sacrifices. God does not want you to sacrifice these poor people anymore. God wants you to share of your abundance with all people so that all people can live in prosperity, not just the rich. Well, they didn't like that very much. So they came after me, and I ran away to the desert. And in the desert, God said, look, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I told God that I saw a pot for cooking. And God said, tip the pot over, Jeremiah. And out of the pot ran water. And God said, that water is like evil that is coming from the north to attack your people unless they change their ways. You must go back to the people and tell them that they have to change their ways. Otherwise, the Babylonian Empire will come and destroy the city. I told God I didn't want to do it because the last time I did, they tried to kill me. But God said, you must go back. So I went back to my people. And I got a pot with a crack in it. And I told the people that they were living their lives as if they were like a pot. God gave us teachings that's like a good pot. And in those teachings, we were taught to care for one another, to love one another. And if we did, everything would go fine. But our lives had become like a pot that was cracked. The cracked pot does not hold the water. And this is what's going to happen to my people if we do not change our ways. They threw me in prison. They beat me. They almost killed me. But God was with me and I survived. I had a friend named Baruch. And Baruch and I wrote a scroll. And on that scroll, I gave all of the warnings to my people. And I had Baruch read it in front of the king. And after hearing the words of God in this scroll, the king took the scroll. I don't know if this is a good idea or not. The king took the scroll. He lit it on fire, and he threw it in his fireplace. And my scroll burned. The word of God burned away. That didn't make me or God very happy. And so then, I came to the king. God told me to make a yoke. So I made a yoke. And I put it around my neck. And I came to the king and I said,
Yoke yourself around the word of God. Change your ways, or you will perish. And then the false prophet Hananiah came behind me, and he kicked me in the back, and I fell to the ground. And he took the yoke off my neck. And he said, "Here's what I think about your yoke, Jeremiah." And he broke it in two. And he threw it to the ground. And he said, "God is on our side. And the Babylonians will be defeated in 2 years." And I said, "Amen. I hope that that is true. But all of our prophets before, when you rulers have oppressed your people, have said that the nation will fall. You preach peace, but there is no peace in our land. We are moving towards destruction, and you had better change your ways." The Babylonians did come. They conquered our people. They destroyed the temple. They destroyed the king's palace. They brutally killed men, women, and children. And in the midst of this, I bought a piece of land from my cousin that was right in the middle of Israel. And they all laughed at me once again. "Why would you buy a piece of land when everything is being destroyed?" And I said, "Because there is hope. We can come back. We can change our ways. We can care for the weak and the poor and the oppressed. We can care for the immigrant in our midst. And when we do, we'll be back. God will be with us. There is hope." So may you hear the words of Jeremiah and the words of God. All that it takes is to give a little glass of water to someone. All it takes is to put on events where you speak and try to help the immigrants in our midst. All that it takes is to fight against racism. All that it takes is to help those you love who are suffering from disease. All that it takes is for you to be the church. May you be the church. Amen.